with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be it, come take it to the floor now.
Very good afternoon to you. It's just gone 12 o'clock midday. It's just gone 5 past 12 midday, and you are listening to Talk and Tunes with Timmy on UCC 98.3 FM. As always, I am your host, Timmy O'Riordan, with you until 1. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by some special guests in studio this afternoon. Not all of them are here yet. We're expecting another one, but... we have currently three law students.
She's here,
she is. She's outside the window. She's about to come in. That is our fourth guest. Oh, that's fantastic. Perfect timing.
Well, Wait, why did she get number four?
I say perfect timing. She's slightly late. She's coming in the door now. Come in, Aoife. Welcome. This is a great entrance from you, Aoife, for your first live radio interview. Guys, I'll do the introductions and that threw me off slightly, but we're gonna keep going. Okay, so we have four guests. We originally had three, we now have four. So our guests are, from right to left, we have Ronan O'Keefe, Olivia O'Driscoll, Hannah O'Shea, and Aoife O'Sullivan. Guys, you're so welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Timmy.
Okay. Will we do like quick introductions? Because Ronan, this is your third time on the show.
Yeah. I'm a veteran for Talks.
You're
and
a veteran for Talks and Tunes. Yeah, we have a co-host group chat. You're in the co-host group chat. Now it's Aoife and Olivia's first time on the show, because Hannah's been on the show twice now.
This is my second time.
This is your second time. Yeah. She's becoming a veteran. She's becoming a veteran of the show.
Not on my level. Yes.
Okay. Olivia and Aoife, how excited are you to be on the radio?
I've never been on the radio before, so I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be nervous. What is there to be nervous about? Ronan and Hannah, tell them that there's nothing to be nervous about.
Nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah.
That was really convincing.
How about you, Aoife? How are you feeling?
I'm so excited because I'm going to put this on my CV now.
Oh, great, great.
Like, under the achievements, so it'll be like, went on a radio show, and then...
Ideal.
They're going to see and be like, whoa, what the... <this is so
real." laughs> we won't put on the CV late to the radio show, will we, Aoife?
No.
When they search up the radio show, when Aoife comes in late.
I'll let my ops know.
Is everyone here a fan of the show? Do you listen to the show at all? Like, we have podcasts on Spotify. Do you listen to it?
I've listened to it. I listened to the Fiona Kennedy special.
Oh, what did you think of that one? That's one of my favourites.
I thought it was originally a different Fiona Kennedy, which I had talked to you about a lot. Because I was
yeah.
Oh my God, is it going to be Fiona that I know? And it wasn't Fiona.
And you were describing like a completely different Fiona Kennedy. I was like, it's not that Fiona.
Like, you had told me that it wasn't that Fiona, and I still got really excited thinking that it was that Fiona, and you were wrong. But then when I listened to it, it was indeed a different Fiona, but okay. I still enjoyed it.
That's great. Okay. Thank you, Ronan. So I did mention our little co-host group chat there. All of our guests today are members of a co-host group chat that I made for official Talk and Tunes with Timmy co-hosts. It's very exclusive. And although I have co-hosts, obviously I maintain my title of host supreme. That is not...
I don't think you've ever declared that title before.
I'm declaring it now.
Just putting it on the record for everyone listening.
I'm declaring it now. So I mentioned our little group chat because when I suggested today's theme, I felt a sense of confusion from my co-hosts. People were kind of like, what are we going to talk about? So hopefully that confusion will be cleared up over the course of today's show. Now the theme of our show today is drumroll, please. I want a drumroll, please. Conversation. Was that a bit anticlimactic?
Yeah.
So your first thought might be, that's a stupid theme. Are they really going to have a conversation about conversation? And trust me, if you break down conversation into smaller little chunks, it might actually make for a good radio show, hopefully. Okay, so... We're gonna throw a question to the floor. Does any conversation come to mind when you think of the greatest conversation you've ever had? Who wants to go first? Don't all jump at once.
Aoife pointed at me, but I don't know what you're referring to.
Do you have a conversation, Ronan, that would be considered one of your greatest conversations?
Nothing is springing to mind. Like, I looked at the question prompts last night and I was like, I hope I don't get asked this. This was like the one that I was hoping I didn't get asked.
I really thought there'd be some good answers to that one. Like, does nobody have like thoughts on a great conversation that they've had? Yeah, Aoife, chime in. Absolutely.
I wouldn't say it's like a great conversation. But one time I met two girls and they talked to me. So it was like back and forth, like talk. So I think that is considered a conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty lit.
Okay.
I did cry during it, so.
Okay.
Yep. Did you just burst into tears in front of the TV girl?
Oh, yeah. No, like literally sobbing. And it was just like, oh.
He?
Yeah, they're three dudes.
What?
I thought it was two girls.
No, I thought it was a boy and a girl.
No, it's two dudes.
Oh. Who are these that we're talking about?
Do you know the song Lovers Rock?
No. Should I know the song Lovers Rock? It's a well-known song.
If you're too drunk to drive, then the music is right.
We should have... I do know that song. Okay, yeah. What about... Is that by...
It's by TV Girl.
TV Girl. And they're a band.
Yeah.
And it's three dudes, according to Aoife.
Where did you meet TV Girl?
In Dublin.
Oh.
At their concert in 2022.
And you got to meet them. And you would say that's the greatest conversation you've ever had.
Yeah, it really was.
Okay. At least Aoife had an answer to the question.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We've got to have more... What's the word? Enthusiasm about the questions. I have some expansion on this question. Is there a certain person in your life that you love to converse with? Anyone?
I feel feel like my dad because he doesn't talk much, but when he does talk, he's like wise.
Wise.
Yeah.
Do you have any like wise like sayings of his, Olivia?
No.
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 Clearly, very memorable. Oh, okay. So you love to converse with your dad. Nice. Anyone else have someone that they love to chat with?
I like talking to my brother.
Oh.
Like, well, he like
is that
he's
the
three.
One he plays?
Okay.
Johnny. Sorry.
Oh my Johnny. Yeah.
Oh my Johnny.
Like, he's three, but he's like
three.
Yeah, he's three.
Like.
Oh no, he's four. Oh my god. That's sorry.
Oh my god.
But. No, like he can't. Like he doesn't. He can't have like a proper conversation, but like. Like, I'm just like, hi. And then, like, I like seeing what's important to him, you know?
Okay.
Like, I'm which, like, yeah. Like, what did you do today? And then he's like, I dropped my toothbrush in the bath. And I'm like, oh.
It's just, yeah, it's just such like, simple problems.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like, oh. I'm like, that's.
And would you ever kind of talk about your own life and just, like, without kind of, I suppose, fear of judgment?
No,
you know?
Because no? He's like, he gets it from me. He's like chief yapper. Like,
anything that so you I don't say. Get, you don't get a word in?
No, like, I no, in the way that, like, if I said something to him, he'd just say it to my mom. He'd be like, oh, guess what Ronan said? And I'd be like,
snitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like unintentionally.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Guys, do we prefer having conversations in big groups or one-to-ones? What are our thoughts?
One-to-ones.
I
feel like in big groups, you're just like, you're just waiting for your chance to talk and people are always talking over each other.
Yeah, and you have to like, I hate, you know, when you're trying to get out a story.
Yeah.
And then you start telling it, like, three times.
Yeah.
And then, like, every time someone just talks over you, you're just like.
And there's always one person who's watching it, being, like, trying to, like, understand what you're saying. And then it's, like, do you have to, like, tell the story on the side? Like, it's, like, a bit, and then go back to the main conversation.
I will just do that, though. I'll just tell the story on the side and then go back, like.
Yeah, I'm terrible for going off on side stories. Like, do you ever find that you never reach the end of one story and that it always just. It's just many, many side stories.
Yeah, I feel like I have to give the lore behind everything I say. Like, I have to like, wait, no.
Explain the term lore, Ronan, just for the people that aren't aware.
Lore has been, like, I feel like that's the buzzword of this year, like,
yeah.
The academic
yeah,
year. Yeah. I feel like all the five of us have talked about is lore.
Yeah, like, I feel like lore, it's an important element of conversation, we could say, just sticking with the theme of the show.
It's like, no, but it is. It's like, I feel like when you first meet new people, you have, like, if you're going to be friends with them, you have to give them your lore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to give them your backstory. Like,
okay, so it's your backstory, yeah. I suppose, is just the word. Just for, there might be people listening that might know what lore is.
But, like, shaped you as a person.
What yeah. shaped you as a person? What kind of made you? That's your lore.
Yeah,
it kind of comes from.
Lore.
Yeah, I suppose, like, there's the term, like, folklore, and, like, it comes from that, does it?
Yeah.
I
also feel
okay.
like it helps, like, make friends because you feel special when you're like, oh my god, someone's telling me they're like side quests, like
yeah,
they trust me enough that they're like silly things they get up to.
Okay.
And you, when I give my lore, I'm like, damn,
yeah,
that's like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wouldn't give out my lore to just anyone.
Yeah.
It's important. That's why you'd probably prefer to maybe discuss that kind of stuff like a one-to-one rather than a big group.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, interesting, guys. Now if you could have a conversation with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and what would you talk about? I think Aoife's already had this conversation with TV Girl. Have you, Aoife? Would they be?
I don't know if I'd do it again, though. I feel like I'd save this for, like, someone dead. Because
oh. And who would you go for?
I'm trying to think.
Would it be someone you know or someone that you don't know?
Oh, that's actually really good.
Yeah, because it could be anyone in the world. Had anyone thought of an answer for this question?
I agree with you. It has to be someone dead.
Someone dead.
Like, yeah. It can't.
But it could also be someone, like, unattainable, that like, you never probably will talk to.
Like Michelle Obama.
You, like, you'll never probably speak to Michelle Obama. Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So random. Like, I probably will never get to talk to Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
and what would you say? What would you say to her?
Yeah, see, I feel like I couldn't have a conversation with Michelle Obama. I'd just be, like, in awe. Yeah, you
know? Or, like, what if, like, could I use it on, like, the Zodiac Killer? Because, like, no one knows who he is, so technically I could never talk to him. But,
okay.
Like, I would like to know, like, what went on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know what my answer is. I just thought of it. I would talk to Florence Pugh because I really want to know what happened on the set of Don't Worry, Darling. Like, I really want to know. Like, do you not remember before that movie came out, there was so much, like, drama.
Yeah, maybe give us the drama, Ronan. What was it?
There was, like... Yeah, the lore. Yeah.
Give us the lore. Yeah.
They had, like, there was like the whole original cast got fired, and then like the director only hired Harry Styles because she was like going out with him.
Ooh.
But then like, was it Chris Pine spat on Harry Styles, or was it Harry Styles spat on Chris Pine?
I think it was Harry Styles spat on Chris.
Yeah, one of them spat on the other. Yeah, was that,
was that real though, or was that was the camera angle that made it look like someone had spit on someone?
See, if we could ask Florence Pugh and we'd know, you know?
Or maybe it was a joke, like it was kind of like, you know, you could pretend spit on someone. I know, it's an odd thing. I'm not saying it's like a regular thing to do, but like, I don't know, I'm just trying to get some explanation here. Okay, so wait, you want to talk to Florence Pugh?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Dead or alive, you want to talk to Florence Pugh. Okay. Olivia, anyone?
Like, I don't think it would be someone like famous, because I feel like it wouldn't really be a conversation. It would just be me being like, oh my God, I love your work. Like, that's not really a conversation, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Fangirling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do think when Ronan brought up Michelle Obama and like kind of not knowing what would you say to her? Like, because I suppose people of that sort of status, like, do they engage in small talk? I suppose that's most of what they do.
I feel like, yeah, that's how you get to like where you are in terms of status. It's just by small talking with everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, especially if you're a politician, like she was networking.
She a politician?
It's so
her husband's a politician. Wife, yeah.
There was rumors about her running for president 2024. I think those have been.
If you could vote.
If she ran for SU president.
Speak of SU president, we had a show with Brian O'Kane last week, and that will be go up as a Spotify podcast. Had to get that plug in. Had to get that plug in. Yeah. Okay, so I think we're going to go for a conversational-themed song. Now, this one is called A Little Less Conversation by Elvis Presley and Junkie XL. I'm sorry, Elvis, but there is a lot more conversation about conversation to follow after this.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this
Conversation by Elvis and Junkie XL. Junkie XL sounds a little out of place there with the king of rock and roll, Elvis. And you are listening to UCC 98.3 FM. Now, maybe the reason that Elvis wanted a little less conversation was because conversations can be scary for some people. I feel like one of the scariest parts about conversations is actually starting them. So I'm going to put a question to our guests. Would you consider yourselves good at starting conversations?
I think I am.
You are. You're really good.
I feel like I can yap to anyone, and like 9 times out of 10, unless they like tell me to like straight away just go away, I'm going to keep yapping until like we hit some point where it's a conversation.
Yeah. And what would be your go-to conversation starter, Aoife? Or does it change?
I think it's like situational. Like if they're like wearing some like clothes I like, I'll say it. I'm just like, oh my God, I love that. Or like if I like their hair, their shoes or something. Because I feel like the best... I don't know, if I like something, I'm just going to say I like it.
Yeah, okay.
If I don't like it, I don't think I would say it. I think I'd say that to myself.
Cool, okay. I feel like it takes a certain level of confidence, doesn't it, to start a conversation?
If someone smells really nice, I'll always point it out.
Oh, that's a great way of starting a conversation. Yeah.
Especially if their hair smells nice. Because like...
Oh, yeah.
You have like nice like shampoo and conditioner.
So. Yeah. Okay. I was going to bring up the idea of icebreakers. Have you ever been in a situation where you have to do icebreakers? They're probably my least favorite thing to do.
Wait, do you remember our induction?
Our first day, yeah.
And you have like to say your favorite artist. Yeah.
Oh, go on, tell us.
We were like stood outside the Boone Lecture Theatre, like not as in the basement, as in like outside them. And they made us stand in like a massive circle and we had to like shout our favorite music artist.
Oh my God.
So embarrassing.
That's actually, I don't think I could handle that.
Artists, they said.
Everyone just said Taylor Swift. Really.
There was a lot of Taylor Swift.
And like Harry Styles.
No, but like there was a lot of like big, like burly men being like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, is her favorite actress actually Taylor Swift?
I think I remember, Olivia, you were telling me about that actually, and you wanted to say your true favorite artist, who is Kanye West.
I did say him because I couldn't think of anyone else, and then everyone before me had said Taylor Swift. So
and
I,
you didn't, like, you didn't go with the crowd. You paved your own path, like
yeah.
We have to respect that. We have to respect that. That's the kind of confidence we need when it comes to starting conversations. So one of the ways of starting a conversation in a more romantic sense is a chat up line. Have any of you ever used a chat up line?
No, I think that's so embarrassing.
I don't think I could pull off a chat up line. I don't think I have like the personality to do a chat up line.
I feel like you have to have a certain like sense of self to do it. Like if you come up to me and you're like sort of stumbling over your words, like get on with it.
So blunt, Olivia. Now Aoife was saying you have a favorite chat up line that you do. Is this one that you use, or is this one that you just you've come by, or what is the story?
Someone sent it to me and was like, during freshers, like this is like August, we should see how many guys we can say it to, and then as like we're saying it, rip the front pocket off their shirt.
That is unhinged.
I never ripped off anyone's like shirt front pocket because like that's more effort than I care. But I did say to a load of people, like if a guy made eye contact with me, trust, I said it to him.
That's so funny.
Did I say
Was it like a competition?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Oh, obviously. Wait, do I say it?
Yeah.
So you walk up to someone, they have to make eye contact with you. You like lock eyes on them. You walk up and you're like, I saw you at the beauty store yesterday. And then obviously they say nothing back because like, what? And then you say it again, but like slower, and be like, I saw you at the beauty store yesterday. And then again, they like usually say nothing. Or they're like, what? Or they're like, and then you say it as if they don't, like as if like you realize that English isn't their first language. And you're like, I saw you at the beauty store yesterday. And then usually they get really confused. And they're like, what did you say to me? And then you just walk away.
Oh.
Because like,
I feel like that would work. Like, that's the issue. Like, I feel like a certain kind of person could make that work.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that kind of person, though, I fear.
Ronan would fold.
No, like...
Ronan would be stumbling.
If I'm not letting Aoife Sullivan tell me she saw me at the beauty store yesterday, like...
Because, like, also, like, what does it mean? Like, I saw you at the chemist. I saw you, like, at the pharmacy. Like,
what is a beauty store?
That's the whole point.
Like, is the idea that, like, I saw you at the beauty store, maybe, like, they are beautiful, buy them at the beauty store?
I think it's, like, something like that. Like, oh, I was in the beauty store and I was, like, browsing and I saw you or something. But I think it's funnier to, like,
it's actually, yeah.
My favorite thing is, like, do you ever see those things that's like, I went to Beauty City and they all knew you?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of vibe that I got from it.
I went to Loserville and they all knew.
There was a statue of you in the town square.
I feel like a good chalop line has to, like, definitely one that, like, if it sounds too serious, it has to be, like, definitely a humorous context, doesn't it?
I think serious could work as well.
Serious?
Would you have an example of a serious chalop line? Because I looked up a few here that we're going to try in a minute. We're going to rate some of these chalop lines. But I, like, these are all kind of humorous ones. I couldn't think of, like, what would be, like, a serious chalop line?
Like, I don't know if it counts as a chalop line, but, like, someone comes up to you and they're like, you're looking well. Like, I feel like
hardly fall for that.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to end the show there.
No, but, like, I feel like, I definitely couldn't pull it off, but I've seen people pull that off. Like, yeah. With, like, just, like, pure seriousness. And,
okay,
like,
but are you factoring the fact that they're probably, like, not fugly? Like, because, like...
Olivia, how fugly was this guy?
Like,
oh, my God!
No, he's not. I think he has something.
No, like, we actually talked about... Yeah, we talked about this.
Guys, what actually is the difference between ugly and fugly? Is there...
Fugly is what you forgot this.
It's just, like... No, because, like, ugly, I feel like, is kind of, like, I don't know, mean. But, like, fugly, it's like, aha, ugly. But it's, like, serious. You know? It's like, I feel like
okay, that was perfect. I know exactly what we're talking about now. Okay. Ideal.
Being ugly. Yeah, no, I'd rather be called fugly than ugly.
Yeah, no, me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to try some chat up lines. And you're going to rate them on a scale of, we'll say 1 to 10.
What else would we say?
Wait, I don't know. You could do like 1 to 5. Like, you could do...
I'm not reading in Winter Fuego.
We're not doing that.
Want to try this first one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
I'm sorry.
It's not fuego anyway.
Not fuego.
I find a fuego in a camp way.
Okay.
Like, imagine someone, like, seriously coming up to you and be like, have your one wish for the other two. Like, I'd be like, what the hell?
You start laughing in their face. Yeah, you laugh in their face.
Yeah.
I feel like if, like, someone had, like, a sort of whimsical way about them, then it would work. Like, if he was, like, I don't know, wearing, like, tech fleece. Like,
I don't know. I don't think that one could work on me.
Is someone going to rate it out of 10?
I'm going to say 6.5.
6.5? That's really high.
I'm going to say, like, a 4.
I'm going to say 4 as well, because there's probably worse.
There's definitely worse.
Yeah, I already see worse on this list right here. I actually think this one is quite good. Okay. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
Oh, no.
No, the worst. No,
zero.
That's, yeah.
Zero.
I'm like a vegan, though.
A vegan? Olivia, would it work on you as a vegetarian?
Like, maybe like halfway.
That's too much. That's too much.
If he says it with gumbo. Oh, is that like a no? Is that like a is that like saying something thing. Gumption with gumption?
Gumption.
I realize.
Forrest Gump.
Wait, no, you're thinking of Princess and the Frog.
I think a gumbo is like it's like a meal or something is, actually, yeah, rather than gumption is like gumbo. Saying something with like conviction and like. Come on, I have a bunch of lawyers here. You, like, this is passion, what you do for a living.
We've language. Under our belt.
Like, Wait, I thought you did a law module. I thought you were
I do a law module, yeah. So that's why I used the word gumbo when I said.
If you ever catch me saying gumbo in the courtroom, like, it's over.
Will I do one more?
Yeah, do one more.
Oh, God, these are... Okay. Aside from being...
Wait, no, use it as if you're chatting us up. Say it with gumbo.
Okay, I'll say it with gumbo. I wish I were cross-eyed so I can see you twice.
I'm sorry, I would.
Surely we're like the minus numbers there. That was
10.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like fold, but like, because I can't see, because I never wear my glasses anytime, I'd be like, haha, lol.
It would work more than the other two. Like, I'm putting it out there. It's the best one we've heard.
Okay, so that was the best of the three.
Mm.
Okay.
I just have a question about people that have, like, that are cross-eyed. Do they have, like, better peripheral vision?
What's peripheral vision?
Surely not, because if your eyes are facing, like if you're cross-eyed, are your eyes facing more inwards?
No, you can't.
No, I can. I can make this. I'm like
Ronan, did you really just try to do a parity trick of crossing your eyes on the radio?
I was going to verify it to see if my peripheral vision improved.
No, I would say it's the opposite, that you have less peripheral vision. Unless you're cross-eyed. I suppose cross-eyed.
I thought one eye just like goes out. Is it not? Or is cross-eyed in?
Is cross-eyed, yeah. Oh, is cross-eyed the
same thing?
Is cross-eyed like is it a medical term? Oh, there is. No, it's not the medical term. The
lazy eye.
Strabismus.
Oh.
No one's saying
lazy eyed or well. Will we try to fit that into the chat of life?
I wish I had strabismus so I could see you twice.
Oh my god. Oh, at least the use of a medical term is quite good. Oh my god, and there's a lot of pictures here of some cross-eyed people.
Oh my god.
And this conversation has taken a weird turn.
I
know it has taken a weird turn, but I would say, Hannah, to answer your question, no, it does not help your peripheral vision. I did Google it, John.
Did you Google if it helps your peripheral vision?
I just got peripheral.
I'm not going to Google, does it help your... It just looks... It does not look like it would help your peripheral... Why can't I say the word? Peripheral vision. I don't think so. Okay, we're going to move on from this because I don't know why we're talking about being cross-eyed. There can be a fear of awkwardness in starting conversations. Do you guys think that there's a way of avoiding awkwardness in conversations? Or is there no way?
Just telling yourself it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Like, okay.
As an affirmation, be like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. And just thug it out. Then, like, it's never awkward. Because, like, realistically, if they're the other person, they are also, like, awkward if they wanted to start a conversation with you.
So, okay.
Like, if you're kind of just, like, aware that, like,
it's not, awkward for everyone.
Yeah. It's not, like, pleasant per se, but, like, it has to be done if you want to, like, be friendly. So you just, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Because I feel like that would almost be, like, off-putting, like, for people that might be, like, afraid to start a conversation. They're just afraid of, like, it becoming awkward.
I feel like I just laugh whenever a conversation gets awkward. I'm like...
Just laugh. Yeah, it's a good way.
I'm a TV girl, to be honest. Like, I'm not even joking. So what music do you listen to? And then wait for them to ask me. Like, keep yapping.
I was going to actually ask there, Aoife, now that you've brought that up, is there, like, a particularly, like, punctuated awkward silence that you've ever experienced in a conversation that you can think of?
Oh, there's actually a few, to be fair.
Guys, Aoife is showing you all up with the answers today. I think I'm going to have to make her, like, host supreme, like, vice host supreme. Potentially. Potench.
With an S. It's not a C, it's not
pregnant. No, it's a hard C.
Guys, we're not getting into the word potent right now. We're getting into Aoife's answer for a particularly punctuated awkward silence that she's had in a conversation.
I can't remember if it happened like after college I started or before college, and I was talking to a girl from my year who like I didn't like really talk to in school, but I was like, oh, like it's not that deep anymore, like we're all done. And I remember just asking her how summer was, and she was just like, fine, and just stood there staring at me. And, like, it was, like, not, like, awkward silence. It was more, like, get away from me silence. And I was, like, it was never that serious. I asked you how your summer was, like.
Mm.
And then it was, like, really awkward to walk away because, like, we were in, like, a group setting. And I was, like, okay, happy to hear that. And then I had to walk away. Like, it was just so awkward.
But, there's nothing that you can do about that. You really do just have to accept that.
Because, like, if you wanted me to, like, not talk to you, just, like, give me a dirty look and I would have up, like, but don't wave at me. I come over and I'm, like, how are you? And they're, like, good. But yeah.
Does anyone else have an experience?
I think it's so awkward when you like talk to someone that you used to be like really good friends with. That you're not really friends with anymore, and you're like, ooh.
What do you say? It's so strange because like
it's not like you're gonna fight.
Why is it awkward that like when you become friends with so like you become really good friends with someone, okay, you go like different ways. You might, I don't know, do different courses in college or whatever, and you don't see each other as often. And I suppose like it's just like that natural chemistry, that like natural bond that you get from seeing each other so often goes. And then it's like, what do you talk about?
Yeah, because you have nothing to talk
about. Because, yeah, those kind of people, like, they're, you talk about the stuff that happens to you, like, together, I feel, you know, that happens to you on a regular basis. So when you don't have those things, it's like, do you do, like, the light kind of, like, how's your family? And like,
yeah, like, or else I feel like you'd ask them about things, like, oh, like, how did that end up going? Like, or they'd ask you, and I'm like, that was, like, 3 months ago. Like, I haven't thought about that in 3 months.
Oh, good point, that they're not up to date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, so that can be an issue. I hate repeating myself. Like, I hate repeating stories. And, like, if someone, like, that I used to know, like, comes back and asks you about something, I'll be like, oh, I hate repeating this story, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm the opposite. I could repeat, like, a story 100 times. Like, I feel like that's, like, all me and my friends do, like, when we're all together, is we just talk about, like, things that happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we just talk about the same story, like, over and over again.
But they're willing to listen to that. They're willing to listen to that.
But it's, like, a group conversation. And we all say the exact same things every single time. And it never gets old.
Yeah, I love those. I love, like, talking about something that's happened. And then you're all, like, remember when.
Yeah, it's a remember when conversation.
Oh, they're great conversations.
Imagine if they weren't there for you. You just, like, tell the story, like, over and over again. That's so awkward. Yeah, exactly.
It makes me feel like a philosopher when I, like, repeat stories. It's like, wow. This is so, like, deep thinking of me. Even though
it's another view.
That's it's funny that you bring up philosophy, Aoife, because we are going to be having some DMCs later in the show. Now I'm looking at the clock. There is 20 minutes to go, so we might get to another song before we run out of time. So this next one is loosely based on the theme of conversation. It's a song that I haven't played on the show in absolutely ages. Here is Say It Right by Nelly Furtado.
From my body, I can show you.
Nelly Furtado, Say It Right on UCC 98.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Talk and Tunes with Timmy on UCC 98.3 FM. The theme of the show today is conversation. We've had a fascinating discussion about discussion itself thus far, and I think it'll only get more interesting when we get into this next topic. Is everyone here familiar with the term DMC?
I mean, yes. I feel like you'd be living under a rock if you weren't at this point.
Yeah. I only found out about it like a few weeks ago.
Really?
I didn't really know what a DMC was. Yeah.
That's so loco.
Is it loco? Do you prefer the DMCs to small talk?
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
I kind of love small talk, to be honest. Like, I just like can chat and I don't need to like think about what I'm saying too much.
Yeah.
And then also, you only DMC with certain people. Like, you're not about to, like, you know, drop the lore on, like, an NPC in, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
But, like, small talk, you can have small talk with anyone.
But DMCs are harder to come by. That's what makes them better.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel like small talk just, like, drains my social battery.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a DMC, I could...
DMC, like, ignites the social battery, I feel.
Yeah. I think there's a middle ground, though, too. I think that, like, it's not just the two of them.
Yeah, no, there is a middle ground, and I hate the middle ground. I feel like...
I like the middle ground.
I don't know. I feel like the middle ground is good for, like, day-to-day. But, like, when you want one or the other, and, like, I don't know. I feel like there's an awkward stage somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
Like, I feel like when you don't know a person that well, but you know them too well for small talk, and you're kind of just, like...
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, gauge...
It's a good
like,
point. How deep can you go? Yeah. You know? Okay. Good point. Now, I wanted to try and get some DMCs going between us. So I went to this rather niche website called conversationstartersworld.com and found 205 philosophical questions for us to initiate our DMCs.
We have 15 minutes left.
Now, I'm not sure if we'll have time for all 205. We might only fit in maybe 203. So we'll get into the DMC prompts. We'll start off with this first one. Is there meaning to life? If so, what is it? Does anyone have any thoughts? You don't think there's any meaning to life?
No.
I feel like there is. Like, I don't know.
What are your thoughts, Aoife? You think there's meaning to life? What is it?
I think there is meaning to life because I feel like there's so much, like, beauty in life. Like not like a cringe way. And, like...
Well, it's a lovely thing to say.
I just feel like if you, like, really, like, are grateful about how lucky you are to, like, be where you are, you, like, notice so much that I feel like I wouldn't notice before.
Mm.
Like, some, like... I don't know, maybe it's just because I never wear my glasses, but the days I wear my glasses, I realize like how many like different shades there are of leaves in one tree, and I'm like there has to be meaning to that, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way that's just there.
Yeah.
See, I take meaning as like, is there a purpose to life? And I don't, like, I feel like everyone has their own purpose, like everyone has their own goals, everyone, like, I think that's what's nice about it, is that you choose.
There's not one meaning, there's many meanings.
Okay, so there's not one meaning to life, there's many meanings. Does anyone here know what their own meaning is?
No.
I think that's something you figure out when you're like on your deathbed and you're like, oh yeah.
Oh, but if you only figure it out, then what's the point?
I feel like you live to that.
You find the meaning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you figure it out once you've done it. You're like, wow, like that's what I was supposed to do.
Okay.
I think the nice thing about life is that there is no meaning to it, and it's just fascinating to see how people treat each other like human beings, even though, like, realistically, not to be, but we do all die in the end. So, and people choose to be a good person every day despite that, and I think it's just nice.
Okay. You spoke of just dying there, Olivia. Do you believe in an afterlife?
I don't really know. To be honest.
You don't really know if you believe in one? Or you
I don't know if I believe in one. I want to believe in one, but...
Okay.
I feel like the idea of an afterlife scares me, though. Because, like, I feel like there's kind of, like, peace in the idea that, like, once you die, like, you're just, like...
You're done, you're...
Yeah. And, like, the idea that, like, you, like, live forever, like, just, like, keep going and going kind of sounds terrifying to me.
Yeah.
And then also... If I'm in the afterlife, that means everyone's in the afterlife. Like, how big is this? Like, my brain can't, like,
That's fair enough, yeah.
But I feel like my brain cannot, like, imagine the idea that, like, everyone who has ever lived is just, like, in one place.
Yeah, imagine if you got to the afterlife and you're like, there's a serious overcrowding problem here. This is not fun.
I hate the idea of reincarnation.
I was just going to say, I feel like I believe more in reincarnation than anything else.
I hate it so much.
Does anyone here believe in reincarnation?
I probably don't believe in it, but, like, I believe in it more than, like, an afterlife.
Okay.
I feel like it's just... It scares me so much that, like, it's just pointless. Like, I feel like even more so than, like, when you die, you're dead. Like, that's... Like, as you said, there's kind of a peace with that. But reincarnation, it's just, like, reaffirming that everything you do is pointless.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, like, because you're just coming back again and doing it again.
And yeah,
you have no idea that you've done it.
But yeah, it would have meant that you would have lived all these lives previous to you that you have no idea about. So then, like, it would be like this life would become... another one of those lives.
Exactly.
And it's kind of terrifying.
Whatever I do here doesn't mean anything because I'm just going to do it again.
If it's like reincarnation, it's like, are you really reincarnating if you don't remember it? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the idea of like reincarnation kind of makes it seem like you kind of like strive to like do better because you remember like the like people you hurt or like whatever. But if you just like forget it all, then like, is it really reincarnation?
There's like, I think it's like, I don't know, was it Hinduism? But it's, I think it's it's definitely a religion, but I think it's Hinduism that believes.
The better you were.
Yeah, the better you were, the better you get reincarnated. And as well that you take like one lesson from your previous life.
Ah.
And that like, you live with that kind of subconsciously.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to improve on. And then once you've lived a life of like a certain threshold, then you go to the afterlife.
Okay.
You remember all your lives once you're in the afterlife.
That's crazy. That's actually, it's kind of a nice one to believe in.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny, Aoife had mentioned there about the idea of living forever and like an eternal life. If I just have a question here that says, if you could become immortal on the condition that you would never be able to die or kill yourself, would you choose immortality?
No.
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 You think that?
I don't know. I feel like I would take it.
Really?
Would you?
I'd be like, curious to see what would change. But also, if you can never die, it's like...
But like the Earth is going to die. Yeah. And you're just...
Yeah, but then you're just going to be...
The Earth is going to die, but they say if the Earth is going to die, it's going to revive itself and come back to its another state. So if you can survive all that, you still get another life. It's like almost... That would be like your afterlife because it would just be like forever.
You stay young forever, like you look young forever.
Yeah, I would say if we're in that scenario, you would remain, you remain whatever, like, age you are now.
But imagine, like,
okay. Because I wouldn't want to be, like, really old.
Yeah, exactly.
Really old forever.
Imagine you watch all your friends die, you make new friends, they all die, and it just keeps repeating. And then, like, you get married, you have children, then you have grandchildren, and then, the children keep multiplying so much so that you've lost track of all of your original family. Because there's like hundreds of them.
I feel like though, if I was immortal, I had lived like what the like typical life would be, I feel like I'd stop. I'd stop socializing the way that I'd make friends. I feel like
at
that point, I'd start like watching.
I think there's not
just observing. Point, like, okay,
unless you're going out and socializing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's my thing. That I couldn't live a life where I'm just watching.
I feel like.
I think I could.
My opinion on the meaning of life is, I would say it's all about people.
Yeah.
Because that's the only real thing that's kind of
it's the only thing real. That's real. Yeah. It's the only thing, like, jobs and money and everything, like, we made that up.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that's here since the start is, like, connection with other people.
And yeah.
And nature.
Because there is the whole idea of, like, consciousness as well is, like, a thing that we can't even explain. So, like, that's really, like, I suppose something that's so, like, meaningful in life. I actually have a question here about consciousness. Would you say that it's possible to prove that other people besides yourself have consciousness?
No.
Yeah. You think there's no proof?
No proof.
Yeah, and you've never like you've never had an experience of being like, oh, I could say now that this person is like they are a real person, they are conscious.
Yeah, if someone does something ridiculous, I'm like, well, I wouldn't have thought of that. That's my reason. Like,
perfect answer.
Like, I do think other people are conscious. Like, I don't think that.
Okay, yeah, but would you believe in the idea that maybe some people are like more conscious than others, like that, like, because I know Aoife had mentioned there the word NPC, and for people that don't know what that is, that's like a person that kind of appears as like, I suppose, a background character in your life. They don't really have like
lore.
They don't have lore.
Well, they
yeah.
don't, like, have lore.
Yeah, no.
But like, you don't know their lore?
No, it's like it's irrelevant. NPC. Lore. It's a non-player character. It's someone who doesn't think for, like, it's just like, that's like what they're programmed to do.
Yeah.
Like, they have lore. They have like in The Sims. You know what I mean? Like, all of like, the townies in The Sims, they're NPCs. You can't control them. But they still, like, do stuff. But it's just like, you can't prove that, like, when you're not looking at them, they're doing stuff. You know what I mean?
That's actually... I don't know. I feel like everyone's the main character in their own story. You okay, know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you say who is the main character?
The NPC thing, does it? Yeah. Does the NPC thing, does it really exist? If like everyone is the main character in their own story? Because you're considered maybe an NPC to someone else.
I'm an NPC to nobody. I'll tell you that.
Okay, Ronan.
Me personally, I'm an NPC to nobody. Other people, yeah, are NPC. Like, everyone's an NPC to someone except me.
Except you. You're the one exception.
Probably, yeah. But you're not a 10 NPC.
No, I'm not.
You paved your own way.
I'm a 6 NPC.
We'll do another question.
Yeah.
If you could ask one question to a higher being and receive a definite answer, which is absolutely correct, who would you ask? Or what would you ask? Oh. So you're asking one question, you'll get a definite answer. What would you ask?
How personal can it be?
Yeah, no, I'd want to know something. Like, no. Like,
you want to know something about your life. Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to share away.
Because I was like, this is so dramatic, but I was born 3 weeks early, and I'm fully convinced if I wasn't born 3 weeks early, I would have been taller. And if they knew the answer, I would ask if I'm like genetically short, or if like I could have been taller. They're just like, I didn't cook long enough or something.
You need extra cooking time.
I'm dead serious. I'm so dead serious. Like, I'm not even joking.
That's an interesting question. Okay, Hannah, we'll move to you. Any question that you'd ask?
I haven't had enough time to think.
Okay, will we go to Olivia?
Yeah, I feel like thinking of just one question is hard. I don't know, like, there's questions I would ask, but I don't
okay.
really know.
Okay, do you want to just give us one? Let's say, okay, one of the questions that you would ask out of many.
Oh, I haven't really thought of any. I don't know.
Okay, will we go to Ronan?
I feel like you could ask, like, the obvious questions are like, oh, like, is there an afterlife and this or that? But I feel like if I asked that and I found out the answer, it would, like, ruin me.
Mm.
Like, I feel like if I found out that there was an afterlife, I'd stop trying in this life. And I'd
okay.
try the afterlife, I'll do it then. And then, like, if I found out there wasn't an afterlife, I'd have, like, an existential crisis. And I'd, like, and then I'd stop trying. I'd be like, it's all pointless.
Yeah.
So like, either way, it's not good.
I'd ask, like, oh, like, when my friend told me that in third year, like, was she lying?
Yeah.
Like, I just something that I've always wanted to know and I'll never get an answer.
True. Yeah, so, like, nothing too deep.
Yeah.
I'd ask for like a list of all the lies that have ever been told to me. I think
that would be really good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Good one.
I feel like I could ask actually like something like, oh, like, do soulmates exist? Because like if they didn't, I'd be like, oh, well, that, I feel like that wouldn't destroy me. But if they did, I'd be like, wait.
No, if I found out they did, it would destroy me.
Why?
Because then you'd spend your whole life looking for your soulmate.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just think that whoever you're with is your soulmate, because you're not going to find out who they are.
But everyone has flaws. Yeah. And then, like, I feel like the second I found a flaw, I'm like, this person isn't my soulmate, it's pointless, I'm breaking up with them.
I feel like the soulmates do exist, but I don't think you get just one. I think that you get people in your life that you'll meet who are your soulmates. But like, it doesn't have to be in a romantic nature. It can be in a platonic nature as well. And yeah, you'll meet people in your life that will be soulmates.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking we are coming towards the end of the show. Unfortunately, we have about 3 minutes left. No. Olivia, I love your enthusiasm. was that Aoife? I swear I saw Olivia's mouth move there. And I was like, oh. So sorry we have to end the show.
So
excited. Yeah, Aoife, we'll have you on again because you didn't even get your full hour really, because you were absolutely baiting it up from Castle White.
Victoria Lodge.
Fair enough. Okay, so I hope that our listeners have enjoyed our conversation this afternoon. A huge thank you to our wonderful guests/co-hosts, Ronan, Olivia, Aoife, and Hannah. You will definitely be seeing them back on the show in the near future. They have they have no say in that. They have to come back on. It's mandatory.
Trust I'll come.
Thank you, Aoife. If you haven't done so already, make sure to go and follow the Instagram Talking Tunes with Timmy. Also, exciting news regarding my Spotify podcasts. My regular listeners might have noticed a lack of recent episodes on Spotify. There's been a bit of a backlog with the podcast as there are so many wonderful shows that our fantastic producers are trying to get uploaded in a small time frame. But the good news is that I'm learning to edit and upload the shows myself tomorrow. So you will probably see a major influx of Talk and Tunes with Timmy shows on the UCC Spotify podcast channel next week. So watch that space. Another exciting show. Aoife, I'll have to turn your mic off. Okay, so another exciting show lined up for next week. So tune in next Thursday from 12 to 1. We're going to finish on an existential note after our DMCs. Here is Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party.
I have my sentence now. At last I know just how you feel.